Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad you're with me today. You know, you are advancing in your spiritual walk, and every day of your life, you and I, every believer, finds our nourishment really in the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Well, it's not unlike the children of Israel. I know the children of Israel are thought of as predating Jesus, and chronologically they do in the Bible, but their story, very similar to ours, in that they cross the Jordan and they enter the land of Canaan, and Joshua 5:11 says, they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morning after the Passover. Now the old corn of the land is the standing corn they find in Canaan, and the manna that they had grown accustomed to, the next verse says, ceased on the morning after they had eaten the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. So notice that once they have a food source readily available, there's no need for the heavenly manna to continue to fall. Well, the difference between the old corn and the manna is really a type of two periods in the life of Christ. You know, the manna could represent Jesus giving his flesh. John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This points to Christ's life on earth, better called a wilderness experience. The manna was a necessity in the wilderness, but the believer is no longer a wanderer. Well, this is why the old corn represents something greater. You and I are eating from the standing corn. That's the finished work of Christ, food that really befits our place. It really can't be comprehended in the life of Jesus because it's the final period of his life, his resurrection, that befits you and I. 2 Corinthians 13:4, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. As recipients of the new covenant, you and I have new food for a new place. The old corn is Christ risen, glorified, seated at the right hand of the Father forever. There's no need for a new revelation every day of our lives, though it's good to eat every day, but Christ's finished work is complete, and the believer just needs to rest in that finished work each day. The Apostle Paul spoke of people in the churches being at different levels only in their ability to consume spiritual food. Now, maybe it wasn't Paul that wrote Hebrews, whoever it was that wrote Hebrews. I tend to believe it wasn't, but I tend to let that come out every time I talk about Hebrews because Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Anyhow, in Hebrews, he said that some drink milk. They ought to be eating meat. The manna would be considered the milk. And in these individuals, they need something emotional, something enormous every day in order to function. There's sort of a lack of spiritual development in them, and there's very little rest. Other saints, of whom I hope you claim to be, are eating the meat of the covenant. They comprehend Christ's finished work. They revel in the power of the resurrected life. They don't need an emotional experience every day just to survive because they're resting even in the middle of their storms. Listen, in the new covenant, you're in a new place today, so consume a new food. Know what Jesus would do in a situation, and that's helpful. But there's a whole lot more to living this life than just knowing what Jesus would do. Swallow, this sounds odd, but just swallow by faith the meat of the resurrection. Let the life-giving power that comes out of knowing a resurrected Jesus carry you as you grow in him. Let your Christianity not be defined by emotional mountain peaks and roller coaster bottoming out, but let it be defined by the peace found in knowing what he has done on your behalf. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.